Room 1. The Scope of the Hernandez Brothers' Work. File number 1. This first area in the exhibition gives us an overall view of the projection of their workshop and of their presence in a wide range of aspects in local social life, ranging from family celebrations to immensely popular sports trophies, taking in religious ceremonies as well as institutional or entrepreneurial commemorations. The founders, Osmundo and Eloy Hernandez Calzada, appearing in a photograph dating back to the 20s, through their know-how and determination, managed to set up an artisanal tradition, later reinforced by their descendants, giving the workshop continuity down to our day. In the center of the room, we see two of their many awarded works as a sample of the recognition ascribed to them nationally and internationally. These are two sculptures, the female bust with a handkerchief, awarded the first prize at the National Fine Arts Exhibition in Madrid in 1934. The Lady of Castile, made in 1921, awarded the Medal of Honor at the International Exhibition held in Philadelphia, USA, in 1926. For further details on this sculpture and the art exhibitions in which it has taken part, select file number 7. On the right-hand side of the room, on busts in gold smithery, the main titles and awards given are to be seen. The Hernandez brothers, with a profound artistic education, kept their historic roots and adapted to the changing times, diversifying their production in order to reach out to wider, more heterogeneous clientele. Their interest in the techniques historically developed by Spanish goldsmithery, especially in enamel work, is evident in a highly versatile, prolific production as sculptors, gold and silversmiths, but more than anything, as enamelists, in a wide range of supports, where it is not so much the richness of the material used, but rather the craftsmanship in the work that is valued. Enamel work is the workshop's speciality, which from its beginnings was given most support by the artists and public alike. Select file number 8 for further details on the enamel painting displayed in this room. As far as religious goldsmithery is concerned, tending towards following the traditional models in silversmithery and alien to European trends, the Hernandez brothers drew together a historicist production, with another which, once the client's reservations were cleared up, enabled them to incorporate avant-garde tendencies from the first half of the 20th century. The simplicity in the figures and their serene expressionism harmonize with the symbolist languages that were opening up new roads in Christian art. As a reaction against the poor quality of the imitations made in previous styles produced in series that were widely accepted and easy to acquire through the trade catalogues, one of their greatest interests was to create modern, unique liturgical pieces, some of which we can see together in one of the displays. By incorporating the Jacobean tradition to their artistic production, the Hernandez brothers show their swift assimilation of one of the most rooted themes in Galician imagery. Well acquainted with the tradition and history of the iconography of the Apostle St. James, they develop this in a wider range of materials. The universal dimension of the cult of St. James meant that the demand for these works was a considerable one for the workshop, and led it to going beyond the borders of this country. An example of this are the triptychs entitled The Porch of the Gloria from around 1950 and the Triptych of Santiago from around 1965 on display in this room.